Okay. Hi, this is Ethan Linden.
And Josh Edelglass.
And we are trying something that has never really been attempted.
Not in the history of...
Ever. This is brand new, what we're doing, and we're really happy to have you be a part of it. You, the unseen podcast audience. What we're going to do is we're going to do a audio commentary track of the yearbook DVD. And we're very excited about this. Josh, it was Josh's idea. Josh, what was your thought here?
Well, we've actually wanted to do... When Joel Stavsky and I decided several years ago, like 5 years ago, I guess, to stop doing a VHS yearbook and move to DVD, one of the first things we thought was like, oh, well, we can have special features on the DVD and we can do a commentary track. And we never... got around to it, because we'd always, by the time it was like 2 months after camp and we'd spent, you know, like 8 or 9 weeks day in and day out editing the video, by that time we'd always A, be exhausted, B, be in a rush to get it at that point to the plant that does the duplication, which takes about another month, because we wanted to get it out to everybody, and also we'd always run into the problem of we'd have all this kind of great footage that we wanted to put on the disc, and we'd run out of space, because a whole nother audio track would take up a lot of memory on the DVD, memory that we'd rather use for other kind of footage. But now, through the wonders of podcasts on the interweb, we can be here with you today. Very exciting.
So let me tell you how this is going to work. We're going to sync it up, and the way we're going to sync it up is we want you to all go to your DVD menu title page extravaganza. You'll be able to tell that page because it's the one with the big climbing wall kind of shooting off from the side. And it's got the play all button there. And so what we want you to do is, when we say go...
We're
going to say now. When we say
but
now...
not then.
Not this... When I say now go...
But not that now.
Let's make it now go.
Okay.
When I say now go...
But not that now go, when he says it
you
later.
You just want to hit the play all, and then we'll sync it up with the audio. So here we go. Ready? On three.
Okay.
First time ever.
Is it three and then now go?
Three and then now go.
Okay. Well, okay. I feel like we're Lethal Weapon.
Good reference. Good reference. Okay. One, two, three.
Now go!
Okay. So,
your video should be starting. You should see a black screen. Now Camera New England presents.
Okay, so...
so hopefully you're seeing what we're seeing.
Now, Josh, Kol Ratuv, that's a reference, obviously, to...
Shirama.
To the Shirama. Now, since this is clearly a Harry Potter theme, do you
yes.
want to talk a little bit about how that came about?
Well, sure. I you know, and I must admit, although I think people might think that I'm an enormous Harry Potter fan, I actually have never read any of the books. No, that's a small lie. I did read the first book.
Wow.
But I haven't read any of the books. I've seen all the movies, and I've kind of liked them. I've enjoyed them more, each movie more. The last two, 4 and 5, I thought were very excellent. But anyway, people just seem to be very excited about Harry Potter this summer, and we kind of...
Seventh book, of course, came out this summer.
Right.
Nice shot of the Alpine Tower.
We actually used that logo that you see, the Camp Ramon, the kind of Harry Potter-style logo. I actually had drawn a couple years ago when we did the Chidon Harry Potter.
Ah, yes, the Chidon Harry Potter. That was a lot of fun.
And a few people still have the shirts. We had given out the shirts, the Ichi Daz Harry Potter champion. That was kind of a camper my Harry Potter type of thing. So I, using the magic of the computer, I was able to get that logo, make it kind of three-dimensional, turn the background transparent, and kind of create that opening. We thought that'd be fun. We also thought, you know, we're always looking for different ways to organize the video and how we're going to structure it and how we're going to keep it interesting year after year. And so we had the thought of making it chronological this year, of actually kind of week to week. And that really kind of fit in with the Harry Potter, you know, year one, what, year two, year three type of thing.
Now, right now we're watching this introduction.
Right.
Right, this is, you do this every year, you put together some clips.
Right. The best clips.
This is the best
well,
clips.
Well, not that, I mean, they're good clips.
So, just in general, people might be interested, before we get into the, you know, the meat of the video, what are you looking for in a great clip? What makes a clip, you know, something that you say, okay, this has got to go in the video?
Happiness. We look for a couple of things. We look for happiness.
Strange hats.
Right. Bizarre. You know, things that are unique or weird or funny, you know, whether it's costumes from the banquet. Really, it's like, you know, we're looking for the clips that show camp. That show, you know, think unique things to camp, like, you know, that Shalom on fire, you know, that sort of thing.
Everybody thinks Jeremy's me in the video, by the way. It's very strange.
That's funny, and people have said that he and I look alike, so I guess it's just that generic Jewish type of look that we all have. But so, you know, we're looking for happiness, and we're looking for, we do try to also get a little bit of all the different aspects of camp. You just saw some sports, you know, some Omanut, you know, here's Ethan's...
global thermonuclear war.
Exactly, that's the type of happiness that we're looking for. You know, so we try to get a mix and match of here's all the different things that we do at camp, you know, from kids hanging out to here's some of the plays. You know, and if there's new and exciting stuff, you know, get some of the, Alpine Tower stuff, and,
Also, I think it helps if you raise your hands in the air and swing them around like you just don't care. Is that true? Is that accurate?
That's helpful. I think people who run right up to the camera and put their faces really big in, see, if you're like a foot away from the camera, like this young man, that's good. Right. If your face is like right in the camera, then it gets all blurry and that's no good. Also, if you catch the Frisbee... really well, and like kind of jump up in the air like that.
Right. Now, is it true that if you miss a basketball shot, there is no way that clip is going in the video?
Yes, that's true. We only show sports successes. If you're ever watching the DVD yearbook and somebody shoots a basket and it cuts away before you see the basket, you know that that person
has missed the shot.
That's correct.
That's very unfortunate for them.
Right.
So,
you know, it's so like here's some, you know, Kishroni, obviously a big new program. So, you know, we wanted to highlight a little bit, you know, that right up front of the video, even though it's going to have its own little section.
All right, now just so we're synced, we're going to be starting week one, and just so you guys know, we're going to do this in chunks. We're going to do week by week, and at the end of each week, we're going to stop the commentary to put it up on the website.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
So here's the first day of camp.
It's beautiful. Cars driving
in.
We had a lot of footage when I reviewed the footage of the first day. You know, we have a lot of different staff members who are really excellent, who shoot footage for us. You know, there's probably 7 or 8 different people who give us footage. Some of them, it's part of their job, and then there's just others. You know, sometimes people will bring a camera to camp, or they'll give us a tape or two. But when I reviewed the first day footage, we had some great first day stuff, like all this stuff in the Chadar. But we also had about 45 minutes of footage of just cars driving into camp. So
was it hard to decide which cars?
Well, you know, because sometimes there'd be people walking in front of the camp.
And
you know what I mean?
That,
so I didn't write. I just wanted kind of a nice dramatic shot. But I think really that shot of cars was in the first 30 seconds of the tape, and then I just fast forwarded to the rest. That was the famous Miriam dance, and this was the pep rally thing, which we'd never done before. I don't know about you, but you know, you guys may not know this, but Ethan and I were campers together in 1993.
Right, Nivonim 93. That's right. That was a good year.
It was a very good year. Who was our Rosh? A guy.
That was Elliot Goldberg.
Well remembered.
Yeah.
Back when, you know, we were campers.
Yes.
Adah's songs were really a huge part of the camp kind of culture, and I think over the years, I feel like I just don't hear the Adah songs so much. So
this was a good way to...
Well, that was at least the thinking behind that. We wanted to at least, right from the start of the summer, kind of focus on the Adah songs. And then I still didn't really hear them for the rest of the summer. But
now, is it true
next year.
You know, I remember when we were campers, the guys used to do the Miriam dance and dress up in the dresses.
That's one more lie from Ethan Linden. Ethan has already told several lies in the course. We've only been talking for
can pick out my lies, by the way, and send an email to us that says all the times that I've lied, we will give you a special prize.
And the special prize...
That was another lie. There's no prize.
Well, maybe there'll be a prize.
That's possible.
Maybe there'll be like a post-it note or something.
So this is the opening, this is the first night, I think?
Yeah, this is all still stuff, I think, from the first night. We've intercut a little bit between the Tzad Av stuff and the Tzad Bet stuff.
Right, there's some Nivonim staff. And this, I think, is Shabbat Machon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, right. So this is the first Shabbat. For a lot of the weeks, the way we kind of structured it is that there'd be like 2 or 3 minutes of video of just random clips, and then we kind of highlight sometimes a few different programs from that week, a play or whatever, at the end of the segment. Each week has between like 5 and 8 or 9 minutes. This is just brilliant, Ethan.
Thank you. The symphony of screams.
Your Looney Tunes moment here. Oh, and the secret of that shot is, in the beginning of that shot, you guys can rewind to a second. In the beginning of that shot, you'd see me sitting on the far side of the room, and then I get up and run out off of camera. And what I was doing was I was telling the person who was videoing to please straighten the... straight in the camera to focus on Ethan. So then a few seconds after I run out of frame, you see the camera kind of scoot to put Ethan center, of course, just at the moment as he was ending. So what are you going
to
do?
And I do like to be in the center. And that is the end of our week one commentary. So, you know, this is the end of this section. And in a moment, this podcast will stop. And we hope you'll come back and join us for week two, which will be posted
soon.
Right below week one, really. Is that where that's going to go? So thanks for listening. And we'll see you in week two.
Bye.